Hello, I am Nimja, and this is another Tea with Nimja. This isn't the first time that we've met up at a cafe, and it probably won't be the last either. There's so many fun things to discuss over a nice, cozy, comfy beverage. In my case, I think I'm going to order a mint tea. Hopefully they'll supply me with some honey as well. And you can have whatever you like. Now while you think about what you'd like to have to drink, maybe you remember last time. I wonder if you noticed that you kind of slid into trance and got quite hypnotized without anyone noticing, including yourself, I guess. Unless you've remembered to forget, although I didn't instruct that one. You know, I've been doing this for quite a few years now, and it still fascinates me. The whole concept of hypnosis is just absolutely amazing. The power to direct someone's mind, or the ability to help someone to relax. And of course, everything is limited only by your imagination. How the mind responds to certain things, how the body is, well, obviously controlled by the mind. I wonder if you're familiar with such things as catalepsy, where someone is placed into a position and they look at themselves unable to even close their hand. Can you imagine what that would feel like? Looking down at your own hand, trying to close it, and notice a strange sensation in your body, as if it doesn't quite remember how to follow your own thoughts. Or maybe it's a matter of feeling more comfortable in another place. It's amazing what's possible. I hope you don't mind me rambling. It's just a subject I'm very passionate about. The idea of putting someone in a trance can really keep my focus for surprising amounts of time. Oh, there's the drinks. Nice and warm. You know, I wonder how easy it would be sometimes to let yourself drift in a conversation and just enjoy the simple cadence of words and voice. Although some people naturally do this, as well as tone of voice, the sound itself. No matter how busy or crowded a place is, some people just have a tone, a character to their voice that helps you to relax. And there's a really nice simplicity in that, as if the words themselves don't even matter, and the tone, the internal calm that they project, is more than enough. Look at me being all distracted with these thoughts. I guess once again it's me doing all the talking, but I don't think you mind, do you? You seem to be enjoying yourself, a light smile on your lips, a focused gaze. It's really nice to be aware of your own unawareness sometimes, that feeling when your own thoughts are slipping away. Or maybe just a feeling of allowing something to happen, when there's no real need to focus on anything specific or even bother to follow the conversation entirely. There's simply the moment itself, the enjoyment of sharing a simple moment. And I'm glad that you're here with me. I'm sure that by now you're familiar with various effects of hypnosis as well, of trance and that relaxation, the tingling that spreads through your body as hypnosis settles. Or maybe you're more familiar with the feeling afterwards, when you've zoned out to the point of unawareness and it's only when your mind returns to the here and now that you know what's happening. It may be a strange thing to mention, but I really enjoy programming. Putting small pieces together that allow a computer to follow instructions and do as I designed. Sometimes this is very simple, other times it requires a lot of finesse and a lot of effort to figure out the right words, the right commands, the right code to create the effects that I want. In a way, hypnosis is very much like this. Every mind is different, every moment is different. Sometimes you might be very eager to go into a hypnotic state. All you need is an excuse. While other times your mind is distracted, busy with all kinds of things, it almost needs a bit of direction to be pulled into a state of enjoyable blankness. And of course, then there's the times when they flow together and you almost get this kind of strange up and down, where one second you're very deep in trance and enjoying the wonderful blankness. The next, you're almost frustrated that you're not deep enough yet. But before you can really reflect on that thought, you forget to think and you drift deeper anyway. Then you have that smile, the more relaxed and blissful you become, the easier it is to just have an empty expression, filled only with a small smile that shows an inner calm, created by a wonderful absence of things. And there's a wonderful curiosity, almost a contradiction about the enjoyment of it. Because the more blissfully blank you are, the less there is that knows how enjoyable it is. because all there is the blankness. And it really fascinates me how that can come and go in waves. A little up, further down. Focused on the words themselves and at the same time kind of zoning out into blankness. A beautiful silence following the cadence of my voice. And the wonderful moments in between the words where the trance itself deepens even more. And maybe the soft taste of that drink allows your mind to sink even deeper. Little sips washing away the final thought. It's just beautiful to behold. A warm moment, just listening to me ramble about hypnosis. And who knows how deep or drifty that becomes. There's also a bit of adventure in this, as if we're exploring both new and familiar grounds. Your body well aware of how nice it can be to relax by now. Your mind perhaps unaware of the blankness that has settled over it. Your body is simply settling into all that is needed. Breathing, relaxing, and that's it. And maybe your mind is not even aware of the things that need to be done. Then again, there's nothing really that needs to be done. Once you're in a nice state of trance, things kind of just happen. You listen without thinking, you drift without trying. Everything just kind of works. Although the intensity of that feeling can change from moment to moment. Similar to how you don't always feel the same. Hypnosis is such a beautiful, powerful tool. And I could keep talking about it for so much more. Do you want to keep on listening? Would you like me to keep on talking? And again, I guess it's nicer to let things happen. And regardless of how deep or far you are in trance, it doesn't actually matter. There's no line anywhere that says that you have to be at least this deep to enjoy it. You can enjoy it any way you like. With a smile, with a frown, completely blank and deeper down. Feelings are simply feelings. They exist and will fade away as your mind does as well. I wonder if your body would like to take a gentle breath and then let go even more. Another thing. thing that I really find fascinating about hypnosis is how countdowns can take on so many meanings. They can create a deeper sense of trance. They can build tension, or even something else. But for now, I guess it's nicer to focus on a deeper and more relaxed state. So I'm going to count down. And if you like, you can feel it, see it, hear it as a way to let go even more. The numbers themselves only exist as playful punctuation to pull you deeper. 10. Take all the time you want. 9. To relax. 8. Into anything you like. 7. As I'm simply chatting. 6. With no expectation either way. 5. I'm just having fun. 4. It's up to you what you want to do with it. 3. Because these are just numbers. 2. They don't mean anything really. 1. And yet, they can feel nice to drop sometimes, don't they? Look at me. Still talking, chatting away the time. I'm almost forgetting my own drink. Then again, it's still nice to focus on the feelings of warmth or comfort that a simple sip can bring. And for me, the warmth and the sweetness are a lovely reminder of how nice it can feel to let go sometimes. You know, maybe I'll talk a little more after this, or maybe not. If my voice follows, you can remain however you want to be. And if my voice doesn't follow, perhaps you'll return to a more aware state. Who knows? Wherever you are, however you feel, no matter how deep you think you aren't, I hope you're enjoying yourself as you're listening to me just ramble about something I find fascinating. Thank you for giving me your time. Enjoy.